Everyone wants to know in life, how can I shine? How can I grow? How can I be better? Seemingly, the place to look is at the Torah. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, he shone. And when did he shine? After he got the Luchos Shnius. Now, if we look at the Torah, the Luchos Rishonus are called a Maisa Elikim. Hashem himself made them. They were supernatural in every way, having no connection to the physical world. And still, when Moshe Rabbeinu came after Luchos Shnius, is when he went up to the highest heights. What's going on? Seemingly, Moshe Rabbeinu should have been on a higher level after Luchos Rishonus. And more than that, between the Luchos Shnius and the Luchos Rishonus, Moshe Rabbeinu got a higher level of Bina, seemingly that he had at Har Sinai. It says that he saw the back of God. He saw the back of Hashem's head. Whatever that means. Hashem had to put him in a special cleft in the rock and show him the highest levels of Bina, the highest levels of understanding. How come he didn't achieve that by the Luchos Rishonus? What's going on? And that directly leads in to Parshas Vayakel, the building of the Mishkan, where the Shekhinah rests in this world. How does that connect it to that? Moshe Rabbeinu came down after Yom Kippur, and he goes to build the Mishkan. The answer is, the Be'er Moshe explains that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved these heights after Luchos Shnius, and achieved the Bina, which was beyond anything he saw at Har Sinai, beyond the Ma'ase Elokim, Luchos Rishonus, which contained everything in them, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave up himself for Kaisah. He went and defended. He found every angle, every aspect to go and say, the Jewish people has to live. I don't have to be in the Torah, but the Jewish people must exist. This is where Moshe Rabbeinu came and showed us that when we protect others, when we care, when we give ourselves up for others, that's when we shine. That's when we achieve the highest heights. Let's look at everyone around us and understand, how can we grow? How can we be bigger? How can we be better when we give up for others? And then we're going to be zeiche to build the Mishkan. We're going to be zeiche to bring the Geula. We're going to be zeiche to make Hashem rest in this world. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's ultimate heights, his shining face, leads right into Vayakel, leads right into the Shekhinah being here, to all of Klal Yisrael coming together and building this unbelievable binyan. Let's bring the Geula. Let's bring the Shekhinah. Let's create a unity and always look out for our fellow Jew.